Congratulations. You're listening to Congratulations Pine Tree, the Bay's number one arts and culture podcast with me, Kate Rhodes.
And me, Maysoon Wazwaz.
Okay, Maysoon, I have some corrections I need to make from last week.
Uh-oh, did you get in trouble with someone?
No, no one ever cares about anything I say, but
I realized
some things this week that I need to correct on my own terms.
Okay, sounds good. I'm into it.
Okay, well, I said that I said that I had heard that the buyer of the Diego Rivera mural at SFAI might be some art collector that was somehow on the board or connected to the board. And sure enough, the news came out that the main interested buyer is actually the fucking, like, George Lucas Museum.
Oh, whoa. Crazy.
Yeah. Sarah Hotchkiss reported on it.
Oh, I have to say, I absolutely love Sarah Hotchkiss. Sarah Hotchkiss. And I want to just give a shout out and wish you Happy New Year,
Oh,
Sarah.
Here we go. It was actually reported in the New York Times. So according to Zachary Small from the New York Times, the interested potential buyer for SFAI's mural is George Lucas's Museum of Narrative Art.
And where is that museum? That's what we were talking about initially.
And that is in Los Angeles, actually.
Oh, okay. I would like for the mural to stay in the Bay Area because that's where it was painted.
Well, here's the deal, Maysoon. I'm not sure if it happened, actually, but there was supposed to be a meeting today with the Board of Supervisors there in San Francisco where Aaron Peskin was going to bring it up. They're trying to make it like a heritage site.
That's right. I saw that. I think there was some legislation that was drafted even.
Yes.
So
the SFAI adjuncts put out an email saying that the SF Board of Supervisors Land Use and Transportation Committee is taking up the issue. They were supposed to take it up today, but I was listening to the fucking meeting for hours and hours and hours. And it was supposed to come, the meeting started at 1:30. It was supposed to be about this mural at like 3:30, but they had so much going on about this UCSF expansion.
Mm-hmm.
They're like building a new hospital and new housing and stuff on UCSF campus.
Yeah. Wow.
Do you know about that?
No, but public meetings
are fascinating.
So they were talking
about that. And let me tell you, there was so much public comment.
Oh.
I think they must have had to kick the mural thing forward. But I'll report back on that next week because, you know, all I want to do on this podcast is talk about SFAI.
You know, they probably did actually talk about the mural is a thing. Like at the public meetings, what's on the agenda usually gets discussed. It just might take forever to get there if there's a lot of public comment.
But they were supposed to then switch over because I was watching it on, like, you know, the SFTV, whatever website that you watch.
Yeah, SFGov TV.
And there was supposed to be another meeting at 6. And they were still doing, like, they still had 60 more people to comment on the USCSF thing at, like, 4:30.
Wow. Well, I think the meetings get pushed. I mean, from what I've seen, meetings go as long as they need to go. I haven't seen them get
postponed. Do you think it's on right now?
It could very well be on right now. Why don't you check real quick?
Oh, my God. Okay, hang on. I'm checking right now.
What if it's on right now and we can just record them talking about it? That'd be great.
Benefits package that maintains the Mount Future Reserve.
Oh, my God. They are still going on this fucking Parnassus Heights
shit. That's my experience in public meeting. They just keep going until they get through, either until like the chair says, like, one, they'll probably get through all the public comment I don't know what the rules are specifically, but they'll probably go through all public comment and either they'll try to finish the meeting or the chair will call for like a revisiting the rest of the agenda on the next meeting item. I don't know.
Well, they're still going strong in this meeting, Maysoon.
Usually when an agenda is posted, it doesn't change. Like they do the whole thing. It's hardcore. I mean, you remember those police commission meetings early, like in June and July of last year? Like those were going until like 2-3 in the morning. I mean, they started at like 2 in the afternoon. They were like going.
Oh, my Lord.
Really fucking
crazy.
Well,
we'll report back on this. And of course, Sarah Hotchkiss is also monitoring all the goings on.
Oh, yeah. She's on it.
So be sure to follow Sarah Hotchkiss on Twitter at Sarah Hotchkiss. No, at S-A Hotchkiss. That's H-O-T-C-H-K-I-S-S. Or you can read Sarah's writing at KQED's Arts and Culture section.
Yep.
Our sworn enemy.
Not Sarah, but no, KQED.
Just KQED. Okay. Okay, that was my correction from last time. I'm sure I said other incorrect shit, but I forget what it all was.
It's okay, Kate. Thank Hopefully you, it wasn't Mason. Anything too damning.
Okay, the lab has some stuff coming up on Thursday, January 14th at 5 p.m. There's going to be a 40-minute talk followed by 30 minutes of public conversation broadcast live at thelab.org. And it will be historian Gerald Horn and poet Tongo Eisen-Martin. They're going to discuss the journey of the U.S. empire and the topography of international black revolution. Sounds fucking awesome. Yeah. And you can RSVP for that at thelab.org. Are you moving your hands? Don't move your hands.
I am really trying my hardest.
Don't move your hands. Don't type and don't do anything.
What are my hands doing? Well, I did type and I did some heavy breathing, but only when you were talking, not when I was talking. The typing last week
was a killer.
Was I typing while I was talking, though?
It was. You were. It was terrible. Fuck. Okay.
That's the worst.
No, it's fine. Okay, Mason, did you know that they're announcing the artist in residence grant over there at the motherfucking San Francisco Arts Commission?
Dude, they're doing so much. Read out all the grants, all 500. Oh,
and I said artist, but it's artivist. Okay.
Artivist grant.
It's a grant program for a nonprofit arts organization to hire teaching artists to design and implement socially responsive art and creative learning experiences. So get on that. There's going to be a grant seeker information session on Friday, January 15th at 1 p.m. And the application deadline for that is Wednesday, February 10th at 12 p.m. And if you want more information about any of the things I'm talking about here with the SFAC, you go to sfartscommission.org. I think Wally's about to get upset.
And you can, I think there you can go to the grants tab, or you can even just go to the calendar. I think they probably have all their events, all of the sort of workshops and deadlines listed there. I believe. I could be totally wrong.
God. That's correct.
Oh, good. Thank you.
Also, the deadline has been extended for Patricia's Green RFQ. The SFAC is soliciting submissions to establish a pool of existing sculptures ranging in height from 20 feet to 50 feet. Some big-ass sculpture. If you got some giant sculptures laying around and you need a place to put them, they're taking RFQs. And that is going to be due also Friday, January 15th. But not until 11:59 p.m., which I think is the correct time to have a deadline.
11:59 p.m.?
Yes.
Yeah, I think that's a good one.
Okay, and then there is the Minna Natoma Streetscape RFQ. This sounds like bullshit.
Minna Natoma.
Streetscape sounds bad to me. There's an art vendor online application. What's
I think
that?
That's Zoe's project, you fool. The Minnetonka Streetscape project. Is that the public art one?
Oh, am I the devil?
Yeah,
for saying
don't be deviling negativity? Zoe's projects. Can't do that
I
to our buds.
Oh, I am devil.
You big jerk.
Okay, well.
Hold on. I'm clicking right now. Just hold on
I'm
one
just
second.
Like, when
I got
to
get
to. What are you doing in Soma, SFAC? Is it going to be any good? Are you get a Soma artist to do that.
There you go. Give some feedback.
Okay, if you're in Soma and you're an artist and you've lived in Soma your whole entire life, go ahead and get in the RFQ for this Minnetonka thing.
Oh, sorry. Zoe's project is the Potrero Gateway Park.
Okay, so then am I allowed now to talk bad about this Minnetonka thing?
No, you just talked shit. Okay. Go for it.
Okay, art vendors, you can get on there. I don't know what that is. New applicants and current art vendors looking to screen an additional process will now be able to upload all necessary documentation. I don't know what this is. Guys, just get on the.
Well, let me tell you what that is. Art vendors. So, you know, Mason, like in front of the ferry building, how there's.
Before you tell me.
Yes. Oh, yeah. I'm speaking as an individual. Wait, what?
You're speaking as an individual and not as a representative of any city, municipal, or private institution, organization, or company.
Okay, so I'll speak as an individual. I believe the art vendors are the people that are, you know, at the Ferry Building, how there's all those vendors that are selling their wares, whether they're hats or photographs or jewelry or whatever, anything like that, you know, in front of the Ferry Building?
Are you sure?
Yes. Well, listen, I'm telling you, I believe, because I'm trying to pretend like I'm not like in a, you know, you got to cut all this now.
Oh, but you do know?
Yes, I'm positive.
You believe, yes, but really positive. You know?
Yes. Okay. Yes. But I'm trying to be like a citizen who doesn't have any inside information. So they're the folks who they have permits to sell their art products, art. What the fuck? Objects.
Oh my God. He's okay. If you're doing some beading, if you're making t-shirts, if you're making bracelets,
if you're a photographer, if you're a painter,
not edible. What if it's decorative cheeses?
Maybe. Okay. They have jewelry. I mean, some of the vendors have a lot of beautiful stuff out there. Anyhow, let's not get into it. That's what it is.
Nothing against the vendors. Nothing against the vendors community.
Not at all. I know they're looking to really kind of get a lot of their, I would definitely apply. If you're someone who makes something that can be sold in a booth like setting, do it.
Well, I can. Can I do it? Do I still have one?
Do you have a?
Aren't I already a vendor?
No, you are not an art vendor in this way. You're.
God damn you.
You, this is a. Have you been an art vendor? Have you applied for this specific position?
Well, they make you pretend to be a vendor, right, when you do a SFAC commission?
Okay, so that's different. That's you applying as a vendor with the city of San Francisco in order to get paid as an artist working with the Arts Commission.
That's a whole other thing.
That's a whole other thing. This is a very...
Don't be fooled, listener.
It's interesting that you say that.
If you think you're a vendor, you might not be.
And if you're listening, I'm sure you're not. Maybe the word vendor is not the right word for this project.
Yeah.
It might be confusing.
They also have some State of California COVID relief grant money available. And it is up to $25,000 for small businesses and nonprofits with less than $2.5 million in revenue that are impacted by COVID-19. And that deadline is January 13th, so you really got to get on that if you're trying to get some of that COVID relief money. And then
the other
also,
thing I think that's coming up is there's, I don't know that much about it, and I don't know, I'm a little confused myself because I kind of came in late on it, as a regular citizen of San Francisco, resident of San Francisco.
As a citizen and an individual and nothing connected to you in any way.
Have you heard about the universal basic income for artists? Have you heard about that?
Yeah, it sounds like bullshit.
Well, I guess there's something that's coming out that artists can apply for. I don't know if they're going to get everyone. I have no idea how they're going to determine who's an artist and who's not. But I believe that it's money. It's a grant that will go to YBCA to distribute. I believe that's what it is. So artists, keep your ear out, your eyes and ears out for this universal basic income and go get that money. Right? Hopefully it's for Bay Area artists and not just San Francisco, but we'll see. I'm not exactly sure.
Shaping San Francisco has some things coming up, provided that people will be able to meet outdoors in 1 month. They're starting their bipedal explorations on Rincon Hill in February. In March, they'll be at Rincon Annex Murals.
Oh, let's do that.
Okay. And then to the Coit Tower Murals with stories of trash, scavenging, and more.
Love it.
So Shaping San Francisco is like historical San Francisco tours of like, you know, radical history.
It's so great. It's so great. There's so much is happening and has happened here.
Yes. And
is there a comparable organization, do you know, for Oakland or for the East Bay? There must be. I just don't know about
there's,
it offhand.
I don't know about tours, but there's East Bay Yesterday.
Oh, okay. I've never heard of them.
Is a good source for East Bay history. I'll put a link to them and Shaping San Francisco in the Underworld. It's probably been pretty rough for Shaping San Francisco's walking tours with the shelter in place and everything.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, I'm sure. But that sounds great.
And good news, Jack Fisher's got some emails out. And that's all that we've gotten. That's all the updates that I have.
That's all you have, huh?
Let's not talk about any of the national news that happened.
Oh, okay. Should we... okay. I'm trying to, like... Are you on one of those, like, let's stay positive kicks?
No, not at all. Okay. Never.
I don't know how I feel about that.
I think I am positive, though, even when I am facing, you know, turmoil and devastation.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
I don't know about positive, but I do think I take things lightly.
You don't seem to fall into a dark abyss too frequently.
No.
I don't either, typically.
That's good.
Yeah. No. I know. I feel very fortunate. Believe me. I know many people who do fall into dark abysses.
Listeners, are you following into the abyss? You know, Maysoon, part of the thing here is you're a fire sign, Aries. What's your moon sign?
Taurus.
Earth sign, then. Earth, you got fire and earth. You're just making clay over there.
I should be a ceramicist. Is that what you're saying?
Yes. And my sun sign, of course, is Virgo, earth sign. And my moon sign is Pisces, which you would think would take me into the dark void. But I think it just, I tamp it down with my Leo, Mercury, and Venus.
Wait, Pisces, I assume, is water. So you're making mud?
I'm making mud over here.
Slip-slopping away around?
Yep. Keeping it positive. God. Keeping it positive.
Oh.
Not positive. I don't want to be one of these toxic positivity people, though.
That's a thing, right? Oh,
Yeah, you were just talking about that a few weeks ago, that you had a friend who wouldn't ever let you talk about anything that wasn't perfectly
happy. I don't think I've talked to that friend since then. Oh.
Yeah. I understand.
It made me very uncomfortable. I was like, I don't know. I can't be myself with you.
Well,
I don't know what to do.
I mean, look at the world around you. Like,
I know. And I'm not necessarily a negative person. I'm not like always talking about how the world, you know, but it's like occasionally, like you can't just not talk about the shit that's going on, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Well, Maysoon, here's another hot topic for me. I'm becoming a digital artist.
I know. Kate's been learning how to code lately, you guys. She's going to become
the next
superstar.
Oh, yeah. Well, do you think it's going to lead to me actually just getting a job at Pinterest?
I think you're going to get a job at Pixar, and you're going to make the next hot Pixar movie.
That's a whole nother skill set that I'm not even getting. Should I refocus my skill building?
Well, I think it just depends on what you want to do. I think you'd be a fucking killer Pixar artist, to be honest.
I want to make a robot that has human-level consciousness.
Ooh. Okay, that's a whole other kind of skill. That's not anything to do with Pixar.
Correct. Although they could incorporate
I do know someone who works with artificial intelligence.
Can they help me and teach me?
If you're interested, I could maybe introduce you.
I just want to know.
They could probably have a conversation with you. This person is a mathematician. He can be very difficult to have long conversations
with. Well, can you ask if your friend is just really nice, impressed though, that I got through the first three modules of learning Python on Code Academy?
Wait, what is Python specifically? What is that
program for? It's a programming language.
Just coding, or is it?
The big things about Python are you use it to do like machine learning and like setting up neural networks and stuff like that.
Oh my God, I don't know what
any of
that means.
Look, Maysoon, all I can do
honest.
So far is help you understand which shipping option is going to be the cheapest.
Wait, what do you mean? You put in a data set and then it comes out with some information for me?
And then my thing tells you how much it's going to cost and what's going to be the cheapest way to ship. Okay, look, just know that I soon will be the most elite hacker.
We are
on
like
the
weirdest couple sometimes, honest to God. I'm like so fucking analog, and you're like, I don't even know anymore.
I'm nothing. Okay, Maysoon, here's the real deal, though. I want to encourage everyone to check out our sister show, Getting to Know All About You with Conrad Guevara. And that is on.
Oh, yes. Oh, are they our sister show now?
I don't know yet because we haven't had any. We were, Maysoon and I, before we started recording, we're talking about how we haven't had an interview since the virus started. And so if you're just thirsting for interviews, then Conrad's show has like 3 interviews per episode.
Yeah.
So you can get all your interview needs met on Conrad's Instagram channel, which is at no can handle. So check that out.
That's right. No, but Kate, really, what are you planning on doing with this coding work that you're doing? Is it for art projects or are you actually trying to skill up?
I do want to get new skills. It's on my New Year's resolutions was to get new skills. And also Carrie Hott and I have a collaborative called Joan 5000 where we're trying to make a robot. Yes. So we were going to start out by making a chat bot, you know, like a robot you can just have a conversation with. And I found some code that was all in Python to be doing this. But the problem was I couldn't change it because I don't know Python. So I was like, well, now I have to learn Python.
You need to get on the Python Reddit feed, maybe.
Yeah, there's lots of different Python communities. I'm sure the listeners are just
like completely completely absorbed with this conversation. Yeah, like great.
Yeah, they do not give a fuck.
Sorry, listeners.
Guys, though, Python is so legit. I don't know why yet, because it doesn't seem to be any different than what I learned when I was taking computer programming class in high school and learning, like, Visual Basic.
Oh, my God. I don't know any of this shit. I never took a computer class. Jimbo took a fucking computer class when he was in high school in the 80s or whatever it was. I'm like, you could have been.
Oh, that's cool.
He could have been a fucking, like, tech wizard by now. I'm like, what the hell did you do then?
Ooh, especially in the Bay Area.
Dude, he could have been one of the early tech wizards, too. It's cool. I'm happy he's not.
Oh, yeah. You guys probably would never have met each other.
I don't think we would have met each other. So I don't think he would have been a musician.
There you have it.
And there you have it.
Ooh, that's my other thing I want to get into this year is I'm trying to also make music.
Digital music? Electronic music? Is that what we're talking about here? You have, like, actual instruments.
Definitely digital because... I got a keyboard that Carrie Hott found in the dump. Perfect. At Recology.
Good way to start.
But that's it, and I don't know how to play it. So we're really coming along this year. I'm completely changing. I'm metamorphosizing, and in 2022, I will come out of the other side as a beautiful butterfly.
Aw, I love it.
Thank you.
This is kind of embarrassing. Not embarrassing, but I'm trying to learn Arabic.
Oh, cool.
Right now, I can't fully commit because I'm doing this other thing too. So I have to, while I'm not fully committing, I'm just doing the Duolingo thing online. Yeah. Have you heard of, is it Lingo?
Oh yeah, Duolingo. I was trying to learn Irish on
it. So, but it's kind of a ridiculous program. Like, you just basically are clicking through it. Well, I mean, but there's no, like, actual practice or anything. Do you know what I mean? It's weird.
Well, you got to be saying them out loud.
Yeah, you say them out loud.
That's what they say. Make sure you're saying everything out loud.
See, I didn't even get... I got zero guidance. It just sort of was like, start. Here's phase one. I was like, okay, going through that. Yeah, I'm saying it out loud. But, I mean, then they want you to, like, pair the word that's being said with the written language. I'm like, dude, Arabic... It's like a whole other alphabet, and they haven't.
Oh shit! It's full on in Arabic characters.
Yeah. So I'm like, wow. It's really funny. It's hysterical actually trying to learn Arabic this way. It just doesn't make any sense at all. We haven't even done we haven't even gone through the basic alphabet at all. And I'm on I'm on level 5 or something because I just go.
Oh wow.
It's really funny.
You know. When it's I was okay. trying to learn Irish, I kept thinking I should just put an ad on Craigslist to try to find an Irish speaker who will talk to me.
That's a really good idea.
For an hour a week or something.
Yeah. I feel like
and
I know.
Couple that with some other thing.
I know a few people who speak Arabic fluently in the Bay Area. So I feel like once I want to get to a point where I already have some words just from growing up. But when I want to get to a point where I have more words and potential partial sentence structures.
You should just start doing it now. See if you can find somebody who'll do it. Because, like, my brother's a Spanish teacher, and I try to get him to teach me Spanish.
Oh, yeah.
And we'll just sit there and try to talk, and I'll just be like, what's the word for blah, blah, blah? And then he'll just tell me, and, you know, I'll try to string a sentence together. I mean, he's very patient. That helps.
That's awesome. I love that. Are you guys still doing that?
Oh, whenever we're, like, hanging out, like, on a road trip.
Oh, yeah. Then you guys will just fuck around.
Yeah.
Cool. So LCLO. That's one thing I'm doing. The sky. Yes.
Uh-huh. Okay, listeners, what are you working on and focusing on besides mutual aid and your art practice and trying to make ends meet financially and trying to survive the pandemic? What hobbies are you working on? Give us a call, 419-351-6606, or you can tweet us at Pine Tree Podcast, or you can email us, congratulationspinetree@gmail.com.
Kate, you've gone off of social media in the past, right? Where you just sort of like, I'm going to leave for a month or so. Haven't you done that? You've never done that?
I feel like I haven't been on there very much lately, at least on Instagram. Just because my dog had his surgery and I was really like, then I really was like not doing much else except taking care of my little dog. Yeah. But he's better now and it's been hard to like care about Instagram.
Yeah. But you're active on Twitter.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know.
Twitter's my mom watches CNN and I watch Twitter. You know what I mean?
That's your news source. Yeah.
That's my source for information.
I've been thinking about going off Instagram for a month, just taking a little hiatus.
Yeah, do it.
I might do it. I know.
Katie and I had a no phones at all day on New Year's Day.
Oh, good for you.
We're straight up from waking up till midnight. We didn't use our phones. And it was was nuts.
Was it hard? Were you like shocked by how much you reached for it?
Yes. Katie hit it. Otherwise, I would have gotten it.
Oh no. That's great. You guys should have just like left it in the house and then left for the whole day or something.
Couldn't go anywhere. I mean, you can go hang out outside, but not for the entire day.
I know. Where are you going to pee?
We did crossword puzzles. We did board games. We cleaned a lot.
Our lives have gotten so boring. I mean, it's kind of sweet, but it's also just like we're like back in the 1800s where there's no TV, there's no radio, there's nothing going on outside. All you do is sit inside and sew your fucking
pantaloons. Darn your socks.
Darn your socks.
There you go.
Feed the dog, watch them eat for an hour.
Just kidding, though. We got nothing but content. Movies, TV shows, video games.
But I have to say, there's so much. It's so much shit. Also, you remember how I was talking about how I wanted to watch all like the Studio Ghibli animation movies?
Do it. Did you do it?
Okay. Well, I thought they were on Disney Plus, and I fucking subscribed to Disney Plus for 1 month only because I was like, I'm just gonna get it over with in 1 month. I don't want to be like locked into this shit. It's not even on Disney Plus. It's on fucking what's it on? HBO. It's on HBO. Oh, I was so annoyed.
Are you on my HBO?
I haven't been on your HBO for a while, a long time.
Get back on my HBO and watch motherfucking My Neighbor Totoro.
Don't you want to watch all those? I've always wanted to watch them, and they're really hard. You can't even like rent them on Apple TV, you know?
I've watched a lot of them.
I know. I've been wanting to watch them.
I have. Do you want me to send you the order that you need to watch them in where you start out with easier ones to watch and then go to the harder ones?
Wait, why are they easy to hard? What does that even mean?
Some of them are kind of hard to get through. Okay, Maysoon, here's the order that you need to be watching these Studio Ghibli movies, okay?
Okay, great.
Okay, number one, Kiki's Delivery Service.
Okay.
Okay. Number two, Laputa Castle in the Sky.
Sorry, can you spell that? The first word.
Laputa.
Castle in the Sky, okay.
Okay. Then Totoro.
Mm-hmm.
Then Nausicaa. I don't know what that one is.
Spell it.
Nausicaa. And then Only Yesterday. Don't know what that is either.
Okay. That's fine.
Then Spirited Away.
Yeah, I want to watch that one.
Then Grave of the Fireflies.
Ooh, wow.
Then Princess Mononoke.
Mm-hmm.
Then you can watch the rest of them.
Okay.
Okay, which ones but you don't have recommend? To, according to our good friend Bobble Rob, you do not have to watch The Wind Rises, Marnie, or Earthsea. You can just skip those.
He's like, those suck.
Wally's trying to destroy my house because I need to feed him dinner.
He's like, and I'm done with you, lady.
Maysoon, I think I might get spirited away from the bridge.
Oh, to the other bridge.
To the island in between. This has been
Congratulations Pine Tree.